This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. on Saturday, Miami and Wake Forest, 12 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air at 8 a.m. for Miami and Wake Forest. Hurricanes have had a bye week, Don. What do you think? Let's start there. What do you think they accomplished during the bye week?
First of all, Joe, I think they got healthier. I don't think that everybody's 100% healthy, but I think they're a team that needed a little bit of rest. And then they went at repairing what's wrong and making sure that they went through each individual mistake and each mistake in the units, and they went over them time and time again. And I think also this time of year, you want to try and make sure that you simplify things. You want to pare back as much as you can and not overemphasize areas that you don't need to. So there was a lot of work that was done and a lot of self-analysis, and I think you'll see a better football team today.
Two games to go. You got to win both to go to the ACC championship. We'll talk about that in a moment. What pops in my mind is, in all honesty, defense has been perplexing. You look at overall stats, you say those are good numbers. You distill it down to conference-only stats, then some warts start showing up. The numbers aren't quite as strong in terms of what Miami's identity is, which is sacks, tackles for losses, and takeaways. Not quite the same in conference games. The constant has been, in every game, a big play. Eight plays this year at 50 yards or more, all coming at least once a game. And they're going to have to figure out if they can remove that in the last two games.
Well, a lot of that happens. The big play is given up when you have a lot of inexperience. And when you look at the Miami team, I look at the secondary, and everybody talked about it in the spring. Everybody talked about it in the fall. What's going to happen? We lost a draft pick. We lost another draft pick. We lost a guy that had a lot of experience. And now you're playing with young people. You're starting a true freshman at corner at the University of Miami on a top 10 football team. And this young man has been starting since September. So when you think of Frederick having to come in and be a part of, quote unquote, a championship football team, that normally shouldn't happen. And you've got, not only is he a true freshman, but you've got young guys that have not played here the number of reps that you needed. Really, the rep count didn't match what left. I guess that's the easiest way to say it. And I think that's a big part of it. And you hope that they're going to get better. You hope that this last week's experience or the last game experience clears up some things for this game. But it's hard to fix this time of year.
It is hard to fix. And what you do have to get this time of the year, somewhere in the games, their formula in the games has been, despite the big plays and some of the frustration of not being able to stop the run, ultimately, they've been able to get stops, multiple stops at the right time. So wherever that is, they've got to get multiple stops in order to get the ball back to the offense who has to score. But the multiple stops, and I've said this to you before, in basketball they call that kills. Three in a row counts as one kill. So got to find a way to get multiple stops.
Well, they will. And the main thing is that Georgia Tech gave everybody a recipe on how to manage Cam Ward.
Yeah.
That's hog the football. Hog the clock, hog the ball, and keep Cam Ward warming up on the sideline and taking snaps, getting ready to go in the game. That's the best recipe, is to keep a Heisman Trophy winner away from the opponent's defense. And that's what you're going to see that's going to happen. So Wake Forest is going to try and drain the clock. Their offense is built around that anyway. That's their MO on how to win football. football games. Win the giveaway, take away, and don't let the other team have a chance to score points.
So here's where we are. It all comes down to this, two games. Got to win two. Got to beat Wake Forest. Got to beat Syracuse. If you told anybody before the season started, would you take Miami being in a position where they had to beat Wake Forest and Syracuse to get to the championship game, you'd probably say, where do I sign up? So this game against Wake, in order to make Syracuse meaningful, you got to beat Wake Forest.
There's no question about it. The best part of this whole season right now is that Miami controls their own destiny. They can't ever say that it was someone else's fault or miscalculation or it was misinterpreted, the strength of schedule. Miami wins, they go. Period. Miami wins against Wake Forest today. They're going to go and have a chance to go to the ACC championship game. They win again at Syracuse, which is going to be very, very difficult, by the way, then guess what? You have accomplished your goal for just the second time in this program's history. You're going to the ACC championship game. And by the way, Miami's never won it.
I think if I did the math right, the biggest difference, the loss of Georgia Tech would be is that if you had won that game Saturday, you'd be playing the clinch. But they're not. So you get an extra chance. You have to do that against Syracuse. But you got to beat Wake Forest. They've lost two in a row. Their quarterback got hurt. I think he probably could have gone back in the game. We'll see how they choose to play that. The other kid got hot. But Backmeyer has thrown for 10,000 yards in his career. They got a really good running back, Claiborne. And their wide receivers, their passing game is built on, I think, devising routes to get their guys open.
They do an excellent job of freeing up those receivers, and it really starts with the experience that they've got at quarterback. Both those guys are five-year guys, yeah. And you look at the experience that they have, but the running back, to me, Joe, he's special. He could help Miami. He could help Alabama. He could help Ohio State. He is a legitimate football player, and that's the guy that you have to contain. And the other thing that concerns me is this is an offense that is unconventional. You never see it. You never deal with it. There's no crossover. So you have to invent your defense to stop this offense. And you had, fortunately, had a few extra days to do it, but it's a pain in the neck.
They call it the slow mesh offense. So the quarterback will hold the ball in the belly of the running back. Could be, well, it feels like for 10 seconds. But one of the ways you beat it is if your defensive line gets pushed. You push that offensive line right smack into the quarterback, you blow it up.
Well, and that's what the hope is. Miami's defensive front, there's a few of these players, you know, that I would like to see have a lot of quarterback pressures this week. I don't know if it's going to be as easy to get a sack because of where the quarterback is located during this offense, but I do want to see the quarterback pressures, and I do want to see pass deflections at the line of scrimmage, but more importantly, just disrupt this whole slow mesh.
You got to get them behind the chains. Mm-hmm. They don't operate very well behind the chains. I think they have had some issues trying to protect a quarterback. But if Miami can't stop this kid, Claiborne, both running the ball and catching it out of the backfield, it's going to be another close shave.
It really will. And you look at Claiborne and how it is that you don't know if he has the football or not. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a tough day for UConn this football game. Does he have it? Does he not have it? But all of a sudden, he busts out the line of scrimmage and he's 15 yards down the field and everybody's looking, well, I thought somebody else had him. You can't do that. You've got to identify him, and they rotate in another guy, number 30, but he's nowhere near as good as Claiborne.
We are in an era where everything is analyzed, everything is printed, and we got ratings and analysis on every player. And so I think most people know defensively the guys that have to step up and play better. And I would just put that into the same column as you're down to two games. So your stars have to play like stars. Maui Noah's got to play like a star. Reuben Bain's got to make a big play. Simeon Barrow's got to make a big play. Tyler Barron hasn't had a sack since Ball State. Make a big play. Those are your big guys. Mish Powell is 5 years into college football. He does have interceptions this year. You can't depend on O.J. Frederick, the freshman. It's your veterans and the guys that are labeled your star players, the guys that have visions of the NFL. You want to go to the NFL? Do it today.
Prove it. If you want to go, it's very simple. You go to the NFL by proving it in college. And as you mentioned, a bunch of names, you know, Barron has not been productive since Florida A&M. He had the 3-sack game and he's been quiet, has had some quarterback pressures. But when do you explode again? And time's running out. I mean, let's face it. There's 3 hours that we know about, 2 hours of football left for these guys, right? There's an hour today of football, and then there's an hour next week. After that, maybe one more game. You know, I would imagine if Miami did lose, they would, of course, go to a bowl game. But it's now or never, and you've got everything to play for. Everything that you talked about in August, everything that you talked about in March, everything you talked about last January, it's all right in front of you. And I don't know what needs to be more motivating than that, that you control your own destiny.
On Saturday, Miami and Wake Forest, 12 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air at 8 a.m. for the Hurricanes and Wake Forest. We also have basketball this week from Charleston. The secondary has been an issue. Daryl Porter, another guy that falls into that category. These are I wouldn't call them dominating wide receivers, although I do like number 11, Green. I would call them clever.
Clever and consistent. Yeah. And they have a great relationship with both of those quarterbacks. The one guy is an import, and the other one has been there his whole career. But they have an understanding of what they're supposed to do. Both quarterbacks have a great grasp of the offense, and it's all set up by the run, and that's what every defense wants to stop. That's why these receivers come open, and they come open on big plays.
Okay, let's go to the other side of the ball, and I'll simplify this. Here's my story for you. A couple years ago, we were involved in a basketball game, and it was going back and forth. And finally, Coach L, it was a postseason game, turned to his assistant coaches and said, "We're not stopping anybody, so we just got to outscore them." That's it. We got to outscore them. So let's get to that part of the game. Miami has a Heisman Trophy candidate. Despite whatever happened last week, he didn't play, and somehow he fell off the cliff on the Heisman talk. I still think Cam Ward can win the Heisman Trophy. And there is a way. We say Miami controls their own destiny. They can control the football game this week and next week and the week after that. It's simple. Execute at a high level on offense. Score. Be the front runner. Put all the pressure on the other guys. And the way to do that is make good decisions, execute at a high level, and also I might throw in there, sometimes there's no play to be made. But when there are plays to be made, you got to make them.
Well, Coach Cristobal has talked about it through the whole season. Shannon Dawson's talked about it. Make sure that you are excellent when it comes time for your routine plays. Don't complicate the simple plays. Make sure that you throw the completion to the open receiver. Not that maybe you'll look for the big play. You just find the completion. The same thing in the running game. Hold on to the football. Follow your blocks. Understand the keys. Read the defense. Everything at this time of year, there's no more secrets. Everybody knows what everybody's doing. But I'm with you. Miami's just got to go down the road of execution and make sure that they score as many points as they can, because it's never enough anymore in college football.
If you're piling the points up, you're going to take the other team out of their identity, which helps the Miami defense. This Wake Forest defense, they've had some injuries in the secondary. They're giving up well over 200 yards a game through the air. Defensively, in about every category, they're near the bottom of the league. So there should be opportunities there, although the facetious part of me says they're just going to back up as far as they can and say, we're going to keep everything in front.
Well, they've got two great tapes on how to slow down Miami. You've got the Georgia Tech tape, and you've got the Florida State tape. That nothing happened as far as slowing down Miami until those two football games. So everybody's going to steal what works out of those two football games, and Miami's got to make sure they have the answer for what they are presented.
I think it's interesting to me also how Miami will build their game plan this week, because Carolina ran for a million yards. That running back, Hampton Hill, run right over
271
you. 271 yards. Miami's got Martinez and Fletcher handing the ball. On the other hand, yeah, Heisman Trophy guy back there who can throw it all over the field.
Yeah, you know, you're in such a great spot, but you're worried about where you're going to end up. And at the end of the day, I would like Miami's defense to be able to control the running game. And let's force the quarterback to throw to those wide receivers. Let's force him to play catch up and get out of their situational offense.
Been a very entertaining season so far. And for Miami, really, the playoff starts on Saturday against Wake Forest. You got to win three games. If you win three games in a row, you go to the quarterfinals. So you skip over one round. That's why the playoffs kind of start right now.
It's amazing where this program is right now. And it was a slow build. Coach Cristobal came in and won five and won seven, and now we're staring at 10 and then maybe 11 and then maybe 12 and who knows after that. But it's been a process that he has made sure that he has touched every single element of it. And that's why Miami is here today. Coach Cristobal has built one heck of a program. And what he has built this year will enhance next year and the following year, because he's put on paper proof that Miami can win, and this is a great place to be when you're winning football games.
By the way, before we go complete this segment, right in your wheelhouse would be this. If there's one group that you need to lead you, would you say it would be the offensive line?
Always. It's there as a group. That unit should be a big part of running the team, but make no question about it. Your quarterback is the key. I mean, that guy, he needs everybody and everybody needs him, but how he goes, usually the team goes. And I think that's one of the great things about Cam Ward and why he's considered to be a front runner for a Heisman Trophy is what type of player he is, of course, with production on the field, but how he is in practice, how he is in the game, and how he is in his own preparation.
Well, this is how you win the Heisman Trophy. You play a meaningful game or games late in the season. So we got to go one at a time. But if he puts up the numbers, Miami probably gets to the championship game, and he probably it's going to be close for the Heisman Trophy, but I think he can get it. He lost some steam a week ago. But for Miami to get to where they've got to go, he's got to play at a Heisman level.
They have to win, though. Yeah, I think right. The loss hurt him more last week because the numbers were there. He threw for 340 and three touchdowns, and you know, he just ran out of being Houdini. He just couldn't Houdini himself on the final drive. But if Miami wins out, Joe, and they win the ACC championship, and the conversation nationally is this is the first time in the history of the University of Miami that they've won the ACC championship, and Cam Ward was the quarterback. I think that pushes him to the front of the line. That's as big a feat as anything, especially going from a 5-win team to a 7-win team, and that would put Miami at what, 12 wins if they're at that? I don't know how that gets overlooked.
Okay, that's Don Bailey Jr. We'll join you on Saturday from Hard Rock Stadium, 8 o'clock pregame, 12 o'clock kickoff, Miami and Wake Forest. Tomorrow, we have University of Miami basketball coming up for you. Tip off at 12 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 11:30. And when we come back, we'll hear from University of Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga as we continue on the show right after this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.